Welcome to the second half of the Townships at 12. In this half hour, I will be talking with Christine Blanchette, running and exercise expert and host of Run With It and The Closing Act. We will also have some health news and some music. We will start the second part of the show today with a song by Doja Cat, and the song is called Paint the Town Red. And we'll hear the interview with Christine Blanchette right after the song.
I said I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Trick, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. She a bad lil, she a rebel. She put her foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle. She a bad lil, she a rebel. She put her foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle.
Yeah, said my happiness is all of your misery. I put good all in my kidneys. This small gel don't come with no jealousy. My illness don't come with no remedy. I am so much fun without Hennessy. They just want my love and my energy. You can't talk no without penalties. I'm in your if you suffer me. I'm going to glow up one more time, trust me. I have magical foresight. You gon' see me sleeping in courtside. You gon' see me eating 10 more times, ugh. You can't take this one nowhere, ugh. I look better with no hair, ugh. Ain't no sign I can't smoke hair, ugh. Yeah. Give me the chance and I'll go there.
Trick, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Trick, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red.
She a bad lil, she a rebel. She put her foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle. She a bad lil, she a rebel. She put her foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle.
Yeah, said pop make money, now you try. You could use a revamp with a new vibe, sis. I don't need a big feature or a new sidekick. I don't need a new fan, cause my boo like it. I don't need to wear a wig to make you like it. I'm a two-time, you ain't new, I'd win. Throw a shot like you tryna have a foot fight then. All my ops waiting for me to be you, I bet. Said I got drive, I don't need a car. Money really all that we fiending for. I'm doing things they ain't seen before. Bands ain't dumb, but extreme is all. I'm a demon lord. Fall off what? I ain't seen the horse. Called your bluff, better cite the source. Fame ain't something that I need no more.
Yeah, cause trick,
I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red.
Trick,
I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red.
She a bad lil, she a rebel. She put her foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle. She a bad lil, she a rebel. She put her foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle.
Christine Blanchette to the Townships at 12. So welcome, Christine. And I think we last spoke was around the holiday season. So how are you?
I'm doing well and happy belated New Year.
Happy belated New Year to you. And Valentine's Day is coming up, coming week. It's in the middle of the week too. So now today you wanted to talk about cross training. So tell us all about cross training and exactly what it is.
Yes, well, it's funny that you ask because I'm here, I'm at the track. I'm outside at the track and I'm doing running. But I was saying before we went on air that I used to run, and then as my running progressed and I had a running coach and just picking up on tips that cross training is really important for enhancing performance, recovery, and to help prevent injuries.
Now, what exactly is cross training?
Cross training is incorporating an activity that is not what you're doing. So I'm a runner. So in order for me to, you know, as I said, to enhance performance and to stay injury free, it is another activity that you can choose that will benefit your activities, such as running. So I pool run, I walk, power walk, I do run and walk, just to change it up too, because it's your mindset. So that's another key thing too, because even though I love running so much, but I would feel sometimes not motivated or burnt out. So that's where cross training can come in. And it's, you might enjoy it so much that your running or whatever your chosen activity will take a backseat.
Okay. Now, doesn't cross training actually burn more calories too?
Yes, it can. I mean, depending how intense it is, because I'll tell you, pool running was something, I'm like a cat in water. I mean, I hated pool running. I had to, because I came off an injury and I was slowly introduced to it. And then I actually learned to love it, the water. And yes, so you can do pool running with a flotation device or without, but I burn so many calories and it's a really good cardio workout, like weight training. Weight training is another one too, as we get older, to build strength. So that could be something that, you know, your listeners could incorporate as well if they're not doing weight training yet.
Okay. Now, pool running, that is less pressure on the joints too, isn't it?
Oh, it's low impact, and you can call it water running, but it was something that I actually did a story. I followed a story with Lynn Kanuka, who is an Olympian, and she wrote a paper on it. Then I ended up doing a story. But yes, water running, if you love water, and maybe like myself, didn't like it, but then I learned to love it. And it's really a great activity. It can be done all throughout the year. You know, you have to go indoors, but if an outside pool, that could be a wonderful opportunity for cross training, as well as pickleball. Pickleball is another activity, and it's becoming very popular. But again, you have to be careful that you are wearing the right shoes and the proper equipment, just like running.
Mm-hmm. How many days a week do you train, Christine?
I train every day, but I do something else. Well, no, I do 5 days a week. I used to do seven, but I just can't. A new chapter in my life. So as long as I'm doing something, and I call it moving, I didn't invent that, like movement. If you are walking, power walking, doing the stairs, this is all great to be, you know, active and to, you know, increases your positive mindset. It does so many things. So yes, about 5 days a week.
Okay, that's quite a few. That's great. Anything else about cross training?
Yes, it can be cross-country skiing, snowshoeing if there's snow still, but you can find a hill and do some walks, like walking up the hill or the stairs. It really, you don't have to be a runner and doing these, you know, running a lot or whatever the case may be, but just choosing an activity that you're going to enjoy, incorporating cross-training, walking your dog is another, you know, everything you do, it is beneficial to living a healthier lifestyle.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Are there any new ideas as far as health and running goes for the spring?
I think if you have, and I know I've been on your show in December, but I forgot, you know, if you can invest in an app, because whether it's a Fitbit or a smartwatch, that could really be beneficial for many reasons for your sleep. Sleep is so important, as well as your heart rate. You know, just remember your resting heart rate, everything else, your calories that can track. It's a good tracking device. Now, if you don't want to do that, then that's fine. I used to not have a Fitbit, and you record everything. So fueling your body is very important. Eating healthy, not to say you can't eat chocolate, because chocolate's my favorite, but you have to just, there's a balance in everything that you do.
Okay, for sure. Do you have any special plans for this spring?
Well, I am training for the Vancouver Sun Run, and that is, I'm going to participate. I don't think I'm going to race, Maureen, but run it, and I just love it. So those who, you know, there's walking events as well, so if you can get out there and participate in a walking group, running group, or a, you know, a walking event, anything that will inspire you, because you know, it just takes sometimes that one person to motivate you back into working out, coming off from an injury or illness, and there's never too late to start. And yes, the Vancouver Sun Run, and to keep, you know, healthy as much as possible, Maureen.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've run the Vancouver Sun Run quite a few years now, haven't you?
I love it. I just love it. I call it a celebration. And it's not, I feel so inspired by everyone, the energy, and all levels of abilities are can participate. But yeah, I do that run because I just love the energy. And then there's the Vancouver Marathon. There's other events. And when I'm back home, I like to do events as well. If not, then I'll just do my own activity on the hobby, you know, near the hobby farm where I'm from originally, mm-hmm. you know, lots of hills and, you know, just a beautiful place as well to work out when I'm back home.
Okay. Now, you've been pretty busy lately. You have your two shows, Run With It and The Closing Act, and those are on CJMQ once a month and they're repeated. Now, you have another project too recently.
Yes, it's the, well, I'm feeling like I have so many projects that sometimes I'm wearing too many hats, mm-hmm. but I have a micro network, which is on Zondra TV, which is live streaming. My shows are now live streaming, and I'm so grateful to be on CJMQ Radio and the Friday Drive and CIDI. I mean, this is so, I just feel so, as I said, grateful. It's my roots, where I'm from, and I love it. But yes, I'm live streaming on Ruko, Amazon, and also the Micro Network, which is having content creators. Like I have my own channel on the Zondra TV network, and it's coming up soon. And I'm so excited because I like to bring out positive content, and there's never enough of that positive, you know, healthy living to nutrition to people who are trying to make a difference in the world.
Exactly. So important. Now, let's see, anything else you'd like to add? What about ideas for couples for Valentine's Day as far as health is concerned? Like, I guess pool running would be one.
Yes, but a healthy, nutritious meal. Make your own meal at home. I know, like, maybe so. Like, no, I want to be taken out for dinner. Yeah, that's great too. But you can have, actually, I'm going to have my husband make me a meal because I don't want to go out. I want a healthy meal by him, right? And that's how I'm working. And then do a workout, whether it's a walk or a run. And, you know, just enjoy the day. And what about yourself, Maureen?
I don't know. I haven't really planned yet, but your ideas sound really good. What would you recommend for a healthy meal?
Well, yes, protein. Like I love chicken, mm-hmm. and I love veggies and maybe some roasted potatoes, but it depends on him. He's the chef. But I'll have my chocolate because I mentioned chocolate. I love chocolate cake. I love chocolate. So I'll be getting that for Valentine's and hopefully flowers. But that doesn't matter if he doesn't. I'm just not trying to give any pressure right now.
True. Okay, well, those sound like great ideas. So anything else you'd like to add before we go, Christine?
I'd like to thank you for this interview. And as I said, I'm just so grateful and blessed to be able to share my information, my tips and advice, and to be part of, you know, not only what I mentioned, but the Shubrick Record as well. And Maureen, thank you.
Oh, thank you, and all the best, and happy Valentine's Day to you and John.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are level, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite. Is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? Don't change your hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Ray on the trumpet.
Is your figure less than green? Is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart?
And we just heard from Michael Bublé, My Funny Valentine. And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. Today, we're going to talk about heart health. And this article is from the Medical Compass, Protect Your Heart This Valentine's Day, and it's from February 10th, 2024, so it's recent information. Heart disease is on the decline due to several factors, including improved medicines, earlier treatment of risk factors, and an embrace of lifestyle modifications. While we are headed in the right direction, we can do better. Major risk factors for heart disease include obesity, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, smoking, and diabetes. Sadly, rates of both obesity and diabetes are rising. For patients with type 2 diabetes, 70% die of cardiovascular causes. Key contributors also include inactivity and the standard American diet, which is rich in saturated fat and calories. Another potential risk factor is a resting heart rate greater than 80 beats per minute. In one study, healthy men and women had 18 and 10% increased risks of dying from a heart attack, respectively, for every increase of 10 BPM over 80. A normal resting heart rate is usually between 60 and 100 beats per minute. Thus, you don't have to have a racing heart rate, just one that is high normal. All of these risk factors can be overcome. How much do lifestyle changes reduce heart disease risk? Well, a study of aging investigated 501 healthy men and their risk of dying from cardiovascular disease. The authors concluded that those who consumed 5 servings or more of fruits and vegetables daily with 12% saturated fat had a 76% reduction in their risk of dying from heart disease compared to those who did not. The authors theorized that eating more fruits and vegetables helped to displace saturated fats from the diet. These results are impressive, and to achieve them, they only required a modest change in diet. The nurses' study shows that these results are also seen in women. Lifestyle modification reduced the risk of sudden cardiac death. Many times, this is the first manifestation of heart disease in women. The authors looked at 4 parameters of lifestyle modification, including a Mediterranean-style diet, exercise, smoking, and body mass index. There was a decrease in SCD that was dose-dependent, meaning the more factors incorporated, the greater the risk reduction. There was as much as 92% decrease in SCD risk when all 4 parameters were followed. Thus, it's possible to almost eliminate the risk of SCD for women with lifestyle modifications. So, how do you monitor your heart disease risk? Physicians use cardiac biomarkers, including blood pressure, cholesterol, and body mass index, alongside inflammatory markers like C-reactive protein to monitor your risk. Ideally, if you need to use medications to treat risk factors for heart disease, it should be for the short term. For some patients, it may be appropriate to use medication and lifestyle changes together. For patients who take an active role, lifestyle modifications may be sufficient. By focusing on developing heart-healthy habits, you can improve the likelihood that you and those you love will be around for a long time. And that was our health news today here on the Townships at 12. And again, it's from the Medical Compass, the February 10th, 2024 publication. I'd like to thank my guests today, Bridget Suter, Director General of Community Aid in Lenoxville, and Christine Blanchette, Running and Exercise Expert. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And I want to give a special Valentine's Day shout out to my husband, David, and our daughter, Melissa, and her partner, Richard. We'll close the show today with Tina Turner, Simply the Best. Thanks for listening.
I call you, I need you, my heart.